It's Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Kramer, AV Beyond the Box.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 68. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fregosa, Troy Morgan, and Doug Wolf talking about control system frameworks. Troy Morgan starts off talking about how programmers can maintain a degree of control even when utilizing a framework.
Fear the framework. The question is, are you fearing your own or somebody else's? Because the reality of a framework is, yeah, you're right, most programmers don't like using somebody else's stuff because they don't know what's going on and they don't know what's happening on the inside. And then, you know, you talk about the stubborn programmer kind of guy, and I get it. I've been there. But here's what's interesting about that. Develop your own framework and see what happens later on. You won't remember anything you did. You won't remember how you did it. You don't know what you did. You're basically in a position where you should probably be afraid of your own framework too, under those same conditions. And the reality is, if you grow, you got more people now, and now you got more people that have to learn your framework. The point is, frameworks shouldn't be afraid of them. If they're developed well and foundationally sound, whether it's your own or somebody else's, don't be afraid. Don't fear the framework. But do your due diligence. Make sure that, you know, it does what it's supposed to do and what you need it to do. Use an 80-20 rule. That's what we use with making decisions about what we're going to add to the framework or not have in the framework or whatever. And, you know, if 80% of the time it's useful and necessary, then it probably should be in there. And if not, you need to have the flexibility to handle the other 20% as well. So, you know, whether it's your own or somebody else's, I don't think should matter as much as us stubborn programmers. We're control freaks. It's what we do. I remember at Masters, and you guys may remember this, I think it was Rich Sisson stood up in front of everybody and said, so show of hands, how many people own a manual transmission? And the whole room had their hand up because we like to be in control of things. And that was a perfect sort of point that I came away going, wow, I'm not the only, you know, stubborn control freak in the room. So anyway.
It's about the only time I've ever heard that a framework may need more cowbell.
Right?
Don't fear the framework, baby. Don't fear the framework, man.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.